All right, we're going to see how this works. Good morning, everybody. No intro music, no nothing, because we can't play it right now. Hopefully, we are live on the air. We are kind of having a little bit of technical difficulties on this end, but we're working it out. Our team is hard at work. We got some of the best engineers in the business at it. Do us a favor right now. Got your host, James, here. I'm joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Terry, good to have you with us. Thank you for being here. I blame you. No, I'm joking.
I mean, go ahead.
No.
You might as well. Should I go home?
No,
for the day.
You might be able to. We are. Thank you, best listeners in radio, letting us know that we are live. Appreciate y'all. You guys are the best. Okay, so we can go ahead and just do our show. We're going to go ahead and keep rolling here while we're waiting for things to get worked out behind the scenes. While we are doing that, Terry, I would love to talk with you about the United Way, get an update on things, because I know you got a couple of big events coming up, including the Shred Day coming out right around the corner.
Yep. So on April 17th, which is 2 weeks from today, we have our annual Shred Day. This is an event provided to the community by Prevail Bank. And what happens is from 9 to noon, but there is a capacity, so you maybe want to come early if you're bringing stuff, because a lot of times we don't make it till noon.
Yeah.
But we do have Shred Day, so this is an opportunity for you to get sensitive documents out of your home, bring them over to us at Prevail Bank, and they will be shredded on site. Jerry from ShredSafe brings his big trailer, and he shreds right there in the trailer. So this is free for two boxes or bags of paper, but then thereafter you make a $5 donation to United Way. So you get to help the community as well as get those things out of your house that maybe have just been hanging around. You know, longer than the spare sock.
Oh, yeah.
Right? The one that doesn't have the mate. But this is also sponsored, not only just provided by Prevail Bank, but they also donate $1,000 to United Way. So for the first 1,000 pounds of paper shredded, they donate $1 for each pound. And then our friends at Bank Account sponsor the second 1,000 pounds. So that's really awesome. So we can get, you know, a $2,000 donation that then, you know, turns its way back out into the community. We also have going on right now a book drive for our Great Book Giveaway. Great Book Giveaway happens the week right after school lets out, and this is an opportunity for us to make sure that kids have books for summer. We know that that is a challenge, and it has been expressed that, you know, this is a community need that we could fill. We've been doing this event for a really long time. This might be like year 14, 15 even. And so this is, you know, this is an awesome opportunity for us to make sure kids have books. So we ask the community to donate to us their gently used books, or of course we take new books as well. But this is just a way that we can, you know, as parents, well, I always struggled with this, maybe moms struggle with it, is that, you know, we have these books, but we don't just want to get rid of them. But but our kids don't, you know what I mean? They've outgrown them, right?
Yeah.
They're either out reading them, or they're just, you know, maybe not a favorite or something like that. But this is a great way to get them in the hands of other kids here in our community. So we are accepting donations through the end of April. And our location is 351 Oak Street here in Wisconsin Rapids. And they can be dropped off between 8:30 and 4 Monday through Friday. So we do appreciate any books that people have. We're not looking for your old encyclopedias. I say that cheeky, but I'm not kidding. Someone brought me a set one time.
I
get it. You, back in the day, paid a lot for them and you don't know what to do with them. But just, you know, newsflash, like, there's not a second grader that really probably wants them.
Yeah.
So we don't want encyclopedias. We want kids' books. Our greatest need right now is like baby board books and early readers. So, you know, that, but we would take any book that's appropriate for birth through elementary age. And like I said, it's a great event. We have 10 locations that we visit. We have guest readers that come. You know, it's just, it's a really cool event. So we are taking books, and then coming up in May is our diaper drive.
Yeah.
Runs Mother's Day to Father's Day. Great opportunity again to, you know, give a little lift to people who might be struggling in the community. So in preparation of that, we are accepting diapers, wipes, and then pastes and creams. And large sizes of diapers are needed most. You know, we did this for the first time last year, and we got a great showing from the community. It was fabulous. But a lot of people donated like size one diapers, and I think, and I do it too, because like you're looking at the box or the package and there's more than there is if you do a size five. But what we're hearing from programs that are getting the diapers is that the need is for the larger sizes because they do get donations. I don't want to discourage you if you know what I mean? If you want to give size one, that's totally fine. But the greatest need is size four, five, and six.
And if that's what you're looking to help with, that's where you want to go with it, is helping out where it's so needed. It's a great opportunity to help out. I love so much of what the United Way does, where it's strangers helping strangers. It is neighbors helping neighbors. It is a hand up, so you can stand up. And that there's a number of things that you guys are doing in all of these, too, where you can volunteer, you can be a part of these things, and it doesn't cost you a whole lot, but you know that what you spend or what you are doing, whether it's your sensitive documents or diapers or any of these things, that is putting back into our community. 100% of these things go right back into the community, and it's a great opportunity to be able to do that. And I know, talking to so many individuals around here, how much that means to them to be able to put back into this area. Here are ways you can impact that. Here are ways you can do that. And you don't have to wait around. You can do that kind of thing. One of the nice things about the diaper thing, you can get those right now and just wait, and they're not going to expire. There's not a whole lot of things in life like that. They're not going to expire. They'll be all right. And I don't think it's a bad idea to even ask if you're uncertain. Hey, maybe getting closer to me. Have you guys gotten this size? What size could you use? Reaching out to the United Way and asking on something like that. And go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it is a pretty wide distribution. So, I mean, we definitely will take whatever, any and all donations, because we're taking these diapers to places like the food pantry. So if someone, identifies that they have that need, we're taking them for distribution to the family center, to First Choice Pregnancy Resource Center. So any place that someone might be that has children still in diapers and might be able to, again, lighten their load a little bit by, it's not something that's always available for distribution, but if this time they can get a container of diapers, I think that it's always appreciated and needed. The other thing, just to remind folks, is that My Free Taxes is still available. This is, tax day is April 15th. Still.
Yes, still.
So you can file your taxes for free if your household income was $84,000 or less in 2024. And you can access My Free Taxes by visiting our website at uwswac.org. There's a little banner image that kind of floats around at the top of the screen. And one of the options on there is My Free Taxes. So then you just click on that. And I believe it's just one more click and you're in.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's super user friendly. You can do it on a PC, laptop, on your phone. So just reminding everyone that deadline is looming. So we encourage you to get that taken care of.
And we appreciate y'all for doing that. Let's go ahead and take a quick phone call real fast here. Good morning, you're on the air.
Hi, James.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good. I have 6 boxes of large diapers. Can someone pick them up?
Yeah, we can work that out. Yeah, definitely, bud. And appreciate you doing that. We will figure that out. We will get your phone number off air, okay?
Okie doke.
All right, bud. Thank you. And thank you for listening and calling up. We'll do that off air as soon as we can. Appreciate that. And appreciate you guys being a part of this. It's all of these things that we're talking about here are all in one way or another an investment in the future, where we're talking about babies and diapers, or we're talking about kids with books. These are things that you're doing and able to do and put back into your community. And greatly appreciate you doing that. Terry, real quickly before we move on too fast, because fast things I wanted to touch on. The Community Shred Day, one of the things that I appreciate about that is this opportunity to be able to get rid of these documents that is such a vital thing nowadays. We covet so much being able to get rid of these things in a safe way, while also knowing that you're putting right back into your community doing that. Like, that is I love the win-win kind of things that are available over there at the United Way when it comes to these kind of things. You got to get rid of those documents, and here's an opportunity to do that while also being able to add to the United Way and the work that you guys are doing over there. That's a really cool win-win.
Yeah, it is a great opportunity. I just remind everybody, though, that it does fill up. So
yes,
if you come,
fast.
I mean, honestly, it is put out there as a 9 to noon, kind of event. But last year, I think by like 10:30, we were you know, at the capacity of what the trailer could hold. And that's awesome. That's a great showing from the community, but I just don't, sometimes people get discouraged, and yeah. I would too, you know, if you show up at 11:45. So if, you know, if you plan to participate, I would encourage you to come on out at, you know, 9:15 instead of 11:15.
And a question for you, but I just wanted to, and I feel a little silly asking it. I actually was going to ask off air, but I'm just going to do it right here because I imagine that there are other people that might have the thought. If you don't necessarily, it's been a while, your kids aren't home, you've already gotten rid of a lot of the kids' books, but you want to be a part of this and maybe grab some new books? You
know, oh, yeah, for sure. Okay. We take new books. Yeah. And sometimes we've just had somebody say, hey, you know, can I just make a monetary donation? Yes. And I have a pretty savvy shopper at the office, you know, so she'll right get up. The best, she'll get the best bang for the buck that. But you know, I think it, we just started it as people have, you know, way back, like, people have books and they don't know what to do with them. I mean, yes, of course you can donate them other places, but I think there's something about that, that it's a special, yes. I mean, for me, especially as a mom, it was, books were a little more special than maybe other toys, you know what I mean? Like and so I think that, you know, that's really how we started, but yes, of course we will also accept new books for Great Book Giveaway as well.
I want to see something here real quick, Terry. Let's see what happened. Oh, okay. So there's nothing going on the airwave right there. I'm trying to see if I can get to a commercial break here, or we just have to keep talking, because that well, could make things very interesting for us.
Why don't you sing?
You know what? We had a great shout out from Kat from Katrina. She mentioned a great idea, and I think she might be onto something there. So yes, we will try to go to commercial break right here, and we'll be back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right here on the morning show.
Oh Lord.
And we're back, everybody. All right.
Well, James's seizure is over. Whew,
that was great. That was a really nice break right there. That felt really good. I think you might be able to. Terry's going to go ahead and try to talk to our listener here to get that information. I'm not sure if that's going to. Yep, that might not work, Terry. We'll go ahead and give it a try here. Yeah. Nope. Not sure if it's going to work. I'm not sure, but we must, the show must go on. We will keep moving here and keep going. We do appreciate you guys being here. You can try.
No, our listener that wanted to make the donation, maybe if you could call the business line.
715-424-1300. Love you to reach out over there. We are unable to take your call right now because we have to go live.
Because we're broken.
Yeah, we're broken.
We don't even know what we're doing.
Things are a little mucked up on this end, but that's all right because we got the best engineers in the business working hard at it. Before we get to the El Cafe, or as we get into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, I want to remind everybody, we love your birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you guys. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. You can send them to info@WFHR.com. You can email us that way. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages. Encourage you to do that as well. And, of course, you can call up 715-424-2600, just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app.
Tomorrow.
You can try calling today. It should be, I think the phones are working all right, so at least there's that. We would love to hear from you, everybody. Go ahead and give us a call and reach out. And a big shout out to our friends over at El Cafe, sponsoring this segment, buying local, supporting local. We're in the middle of something here, everybody, where we're trying to remind everybody of how important and that local radio matters. What El Cafe does, sponsoring this segment, might seem fun, it might seem, you know, cool to some people out there, but it's so much more than that. Investing in our community, no different than what we talk about with the United Way or some other things out there. WFHR, WIRI, we bring you Central Wisconsin. We bring you Wisconsin Rapids, Nakusa, Stephen, all these different for areas, sure. News and information. And we do this better than anybody else. We have actually feet on the ground. We live here. We're reporting from here. We're not a morning show that is broadcasting from 2 hours away or two states away or something like that. We're live right here because local radio matters.
We are a radio. We are a morning show with no commercials.
That's how good we are. We can keep going. We didn't need a break. Break. Who needs a break? We wish we could go to break so we could take care of our sponsors, of course, who we greatly appreciate.
Oh, and I thought you were going to say so you could use the restroom.
That too. You know, a little column A, a little column B. But what El Cafe does is not taken lightly. That's the same thing that could be said for Family Natural Foods or Quality Plus Printing or so many of these great local businesses that we have around here. We value you guys. We appreciate you guys. And we appreciate all you listeners out there spreading the word about our shows. Let's go ahead and make sure that every single person in Rapids knows about our live content and that we are broadcasting from this area and we are working with this area and want to work with this area more and more. I understand that sometimes there can be divides and differences with people, and that's understandable. But I don't believe that that should affect how you support your local radio stations, how you support local. And if there are issues, talk to us. Let's talk it out. Let's work it out as a community. I know that that's not always the most comfortable thing, but that's life. Like the some of the best things you're going to discover or find in life are uncomfortable. And I want to have those conversations with you. My email, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can directly message me anytime, or you can call our front desk at 715-424-1300. And I'll talk with you. I'll talk your ear off. That's what I do.
That's what you're doing.
Yes. They call it ramping. Ramping. So, yeah, please feel free to do that, everybody. And go ahead and give us a call with your birthdays and anniversaries. We'd love to hear from you. And support our friends at El Cafe. Got some great specials going on today. And story time with Kathy McGrath is going on this Saturday from 10 to 10:45.
That's awesome.
She's so good at that. She's so good. Kathy has kicked me out a couple times. Like, look, I know you're not a little kid. Get out of here.
That's
I just
not even true.
No, it's not. But she's awesome.
I can totally see you like in the very last booth in there, yes. Right before you go in that room. You know, just
hood
like
up, trying to hide,
like just eavesdropping.
It's just eavesdropping.
You can't have your hood up on that ear side because you won't be able to hear. But
you're so right.
And you know, and congratulations to Kathy on her re-election to the Port Edwards School Board. She is a great advocate for all things kids and all things learning. So really cool that she is at El Cafe doing these reading opportunities.
Really appreciate her and appreciate our friends at El Cafe. Visit them today at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. And of course, get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Love celebrating. Celebrating with you, everybody. Terry, I need a one or a two.
Two.
All right. He gives us that qualifier so we can get right into the celebrating. First up, we mentioned this late in the show yesterday, but one more time, want to get a belated birthday. A happy 60th to Mary Callahan.
Happy birthday, Mary.
Mary is Laura's mom, and Mary is amazing. She's awesome. She's a wonderful person. We appreciate her and wishing her a happy belated birthday. Since we didn't get it in yesterday, Mary, you go ahead and celebrate today, too.
You should.
I don't know if this counts as a doctor's note, but DJ note. DJ note.
Your writing is about the same.
Definitely. Anybody asks why you were celebrating your birthday today, the DJ said I could. Yeah, okay, go right ahead. And looking at our local birthdays, for today, we wish a very happy birthday to Kara Schultz.
Happy birthday, Kara.
Enjoy the day, Kara. Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish happy birthday to our qualifier, Bill Owens.
Happy birthday, Bill.
Bill, enjoy the day, sir. We hope it's a great one for you. Have a great one. And thank you so much to everybody for getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. We just love celebrating with y'all. Let's go ahead and take a look at our celebrity list of birthdays. Rachel Bloom is 38, star of CW's, a couple of CW, well, CW show Crazy X, and some other stuff. Amanda Bynes is 39.
Are you in that?
I don't know.
Crazy X?
I was probably on that show, yeah. I just didn't know. I better get an acting credit for that.
I mean, you probably should.
Amanda Bynes is 39. Now, a child star, I believe. Former child star. I think she was on a couple of kids shows. Not 100% on that one. But
I don't know.
I do know this one. Kobe Smulders. She is 43. Robin on How I Met Your Mother. Maria Hill in the Marvel movies. And Wonder Woman in the Lego movies. She's a good actor.
I
saw maybe 2 minutes, maybe two episodes of How I Met Your Mother, but she stood out to me. She's a very, I thought she was very good. Adam Scott is 52. Wonderful character actor. Currently just killing it on Severance, one of the more popular shows that are out there right now. Ben Wyatt on Parks and Recs. Will Ferrell's younger brother in Step Brothers. Great, great character actor. Very good at what he does. Jenny Garth is 53. Kelly on Beverly Hills 90210.
Yeah.
Isn't that one of those names? Like, I really don't want this to sound bad towards Jenny Garth or anything like that, but I have not heard her name or seen her name in many things. I don't know if I've seen her act outside of Beverly Hills 90210, but you see that name, and right away I knew
you
exactly
knew
who it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I think I'm saying this as a credit to her, as a credit to her career and her acting. That's a good one right there. Let's go ahead and keep looking while we're at it. Let's see. Sebastian Bach is 57, Skid Row lead singer and songwriter. Okay. Mike Ness is 63, lead singer and songwriter of Soul Search Distortion. Ah, that's a good one. And one of the most talented human beings to walk the earth, Eddie Murphy, is 64. Also, one of the better laughs you'll ever hear. I like a lot of kids our age, grew up loving everything about Eddie Murphy. I remember being a little kid and stealing my dad's Eddie Murphy cassette tapes so me and my friends could listen to them and, you know, hide.
Because you shouldn't have been listening to them.
Yeah. Yes, we were not supposed to be. Don't do that, kids. Just a big influence on me. But I really got into him getting a chance to watch Saturday Night Live when I was a little kid. And I didn't, you know, I was too young to understand a lot of those sketches or anything. But there were little things that he would do that no matter what age you were, like, instance, he's doing Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood. And he's talking like this. And how you doing, children? Oh, there's a knock at the door. Who is it? Like, just the change-ups that Eddie could do so quickly. You saw from right away on the Saturday Night Live stage what he would be doing eventually in, like, The Nutty Professor and The Clumps and all these things.
Almost everything.
He's just a master at this. And seeing him on the Saturday Night Live stage, maybe the last time at their 50th anniversary special, I know I mentioned this already. I'll mention it again. At his age, at 64, doing live entertainment, a 3-hour block like that, and being jumping on and off and everything. And while there were other current SNL cast members on there, And former ones, of course, and legends of stage, including Meryl Streep and people like that, nobody among all them stood out more than Eddie Murphy. And nobody seemed more in the moment and more prepared and more professional. And I say all of that as a kind of like, wow, where he started and where he is.
But, you know, 64 is the new 54.
Yes, definitely. Happy birthday to Eddie Murphy. One of the best laughs you'll ever hear, too. David Hyde Pierce is 66. Niles Crane on Frasier. Also done a lot of other good movies and parts here. The Perfect Host, or The Perfect Guest. I can't remember what it is, but it's an independent movie he did a while back. One of the most strange and scary performances I've ever seen without him actually hurting anybody. Like, I'm not spoiling anything here, but I love suspense horror movies like that where they can do that to you and they don't need a bunch of blood and gore and all that. And also a credit to him as an actor because he got a real good opportunity in the Hellboy franchise when that first re-kicked off and was doing really well. And he did, I believe he did the voice of one of the characters, but he didn't do the movement in the body. And he thought that the character was so well done by the actor, Andy Serkis, who was in the Bodyment and everything, that he wanted his name out of the credits, which is literally unheard of in this industry. You may never hear of another actor ever doing anything like that again, but he didn't feel like he deserved credit, even though he did all the voice work. He didn't think he deserved credit.
It's pretty remarkable, though.
Yes. Just a stand-up, solid actor. Alec Baldwin is 67. Another great actor. Yeah, there is plenty you could say about Alec Baldwin off stage, and there's plenty, you know, that I'll listen to. I don't know that I'd want to have a beer with Alec Baldwin, but you can't really fight his acting. A solid actor who has done a lot of great work, and he's one of these things. We were talking about this the other day about Bruce Willis's advice to Samuel Jackson about, well, you know, you find that one character you can play and you can always come back to, and it could be the thing that saves your career and takes it to the next level or what have you. Alec Baldwin was supposed to be that with The Shadow or some other movies he did. It just never really happened for him. It just never really caught on. And I think he's a good leading man. I think he's a great leading man when he's working with other leading men and other leading actresses. I think he's one of those actors that really shines when you put him with the right people. The Departed, 30 Rock, there are almost any bit he ever did on SNL. He's practically a Saturday Night Live cast member. He's been on there so much and had such famous sketches on there. I think that's where he shines when you put him with really with other talented people, which is not shocking to anybody because that works for almost anyone. But with him, it enhances what he already does. Tony Orlando is 81 and Wayne Newton is 83. How crazy those two celebrate a birthday.
Yeah.
Together. That's pretty cool.
They probably have a Vegas show.
Now, that would be a big-time Vegas show. Wayne Newton at 83, still performing. I don't know about Mr. Orlando, but Wayne Newton is still performing and stuff. In Vegas, of course. But, still doing it. I saw him in an interview about a year ago on the Dan Le Batard show, and he was the funniest person on that set. He's still very talented. And very self-deprecating. I've always appreciated that about him. He gets what he is and everything. Dr. Jane Goodall is 91, chimpanzee expert and anthropologist, incredible writer, incredible work she has done in her career.
You know, isn't that interesting? Chimpanzee expert?
Yeah.
It'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it?
Of course, famously played by Sigourney Weaver in Gorillas in the Mist and one of the more classic movies from our childhood. And some people no longer with us, like the legend Doris Day, born on this day in 1922, passed away in 2019. Legend. Like, you don't know about Doris? Go ahead and look her up. You're going to learn some. Billy Joy Royal, Down in the Boondocks, singer from 1942. one of the more controversial and one of the more powerful and important actors in the game of acting. If you're going to talk about the history of acting, history of movies, you have to bring up Marlon Brando, born on this day in 1924, passed away in 2004. Brando, in a time when, there's this style of acting and there's this style of acting, and that's it. Marlon Brando was the first person who was really pushing against that and trying to not create a different style of acting, just show, hey, this works for me.
Like, this is my style of acting.
Exactly. Yeah. And really, in major part, not because, again, he was trying to break ground or anything. That's just who Brando was. there's a lot of things off the field to be said about him, and I think have to be mentioned when you talk about him. But I also think that you have to mention both sides of things. And one of the most naturally gifted actors anybody will ever see in their life. Marlon Brando would learn his cue lines so his other actors would know when to speak. But the rest of what he had to say would not learn. He would have, like, in stage performances, would have little notes on stage. And when he would hear his cue, that's when he would look at the line. So you were literally getting his first reaction to that, because that's what he believed was real acting. Not going over a line 100 times and memorizing it so that when you say it, no matter how great of an actor you are, it might not sound real. But if it's the first time you're seeing it, it's your first thought, you're giving the first reaction. It's brave. It's not very easily done.
It's pretty vulnerable. Yeah.
Yes. And could have completely blown up in his face. But this is his style. This is what he did. And just a game changer. Whether we're talking about Eddie Murphy, Marlon Brando, they're not perfect people. But the effect they had on the industry can't be taken lightly. We don't get a chance to note them very often. Let's see here. And Washington Irving, born on this day, 1783, passed away in 1859. American author who wrote Rip Van Winkle and The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. Love that one. Again, happy birthdays and anniversaries to everybody out there celebrating. We're going to go to commercial break. We're going to try to go to commercial break. We'll do that and we'll come back with some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody, and hanging with us. We appreciate you. Best listeners in radio. We got some fun stuff to get into before we wrap up the hour. I want to dive into this one, Terry, because this is our wheelhouse. We're talking 80s fashion.
Oh, good.
huge 80s style shoulder pads are fashionable again.
Okay, we were shopping, the girls and I were shopping over in Appleton. You know, there's no malls around anymore, right? Yeah, so we zip over there. And we were in a store that's kind of, professional dress, but there's also some casual stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at the jackets, you know, like blazers, I guess, kind of work jackets and suits. And I'm like, what in the world is going on? Because they all have the big shoulder pads back in them.
It threw me. I didn't see this one coming.
Kind of makes me wish I would have saved some.
Yeah, right.
Dang it.
Financial Times just did a big story, and Vogue recently covered the trend, too. It was popular look back in the 1980s for women who wanted to seem hip or metropolitan, but then people quickly decided shoulder pads were not working. That wasn't really, it didn't really hit the mark. I don't know.
I mean, they were a big thing for... I mean, maybe we're just slow here in the Midwest, but I mean, I feel like it wasn't a quick in out.
No, I'll say
I feel
this.
Like it was several years.
So I remember my mom doing it, and I remember her sisters in Chicago doing it as well. So maybe you're right about the Midwest thing, but even in the big city, they were still doing it. So, and for quite a while.
And you know, they were in there, but then I recall toward the end, you know, even in the early 90s.
Yeah.
But then they were, the shoulder pads were Velcroed in, so you could take them out.
Okay, see, now I remember.
If you wanted to. But otherwise, they were sewn in.
I remember seeing my mother unstitching.
Yeah, like, they were just tacked in. So you
she
could,
liked the shirt or something like yeah. that. I don't remember, so but you I do could remember
clip
that
them out.
Part.
But yeah, crazy.
They were all over fashion runways last fall, so now suits, blazers, and blouses with big shoulder pads are showing up in stores. The question is, will they have more staying power this time or be a fad?
Now it'll be the same.
Everything is a fad. Everything is a fad.
I kind of like it.
I have no issue with it. I will say this doesn't affect me, but that's also, you know, I still don't have an issue with it. Now, if you already have, like, so this is, again, doesn't affect me necessarily, but as I already have big shoulders, I don't really need this.
But it's this, not even about that.
It's not even about
like small shoulders look bigger. It just was a...
Is it a dimension? Is it a dimension thing? Like it
maybe the, broader, the shoulders, broader shoulders, narrower waist. Yeah, maybe I don't know. I don't know.
I could not have less intelligence about this topic.
You know, there is just stuff. Like you said, everything is cyclical. Like I was thrown the other day. My 20-year-old daughter was like, "Mom, do you have a leather jacket?" And I'm like, "Not anymore." Mm. I'm like, she's like, "How many did you have?" I'm like, "Probably three." "Well, I need one."
Right,
she's like,
"Right.
I want to wear." And then she gets out, like, Randy still had like an old leather like bomber jacket, you know.
Nice.
And then she's wanting to wear. And I'm like, "What is happening right now?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?" So, I mean, shoulder pads and leather bomber jackets. Apparently,
I have about three or four zoot suits in my closet. I'm just waiting for that trend to come back. Just waiting any day now. But I don't think that one's coming back.
Not
I don't
sure.
think that. You know, here's a
Wait,
great
that was
topic.
You I saw at the grocery store.
Yeah, that was me. Yeah.
Oh.
wow. I got to wear them somewhere. I like this as a topic. 715-424-2600. What is a fashion trend you would like to see come back? Whether it because you really do, or you just want to laugh at it.
Doesn't this make you thankful that Kevin can't call anymore during the day?
Yeah, that's a shame. That's a shame. I bet you he'd have a good one. He's yelling right now. He's yelling. He's trying to make sure we hear. I thought that with the Lainey Wilson thing, the bell bottoms would make a bigger thing. Now, it has had a little bit of a push, but not the push that I thought it would.
But wide leg pants are back. Like in women's jeans, like wide leg is back. Not necessarily a bell bottom, but like, I mean, for sure. Well, I've always worn boot cut, I guess. But so boot cut, but even just shopping, like the whole skinny jean, tapered jean is kind of out.
Yeah.
So now it is wider leg. So I think it did catch on. You know where I'm seeing that is not necessarily in jeans, the Lainey Wilson thing look. Mm. Is like in like sweatpants. The girls are wearing like big wide leg, like bell bottom sweatpants.
That's big again.
It's very interesting.
Wearing big is big again.
Yeah. It's definitely a thing. But yeah, I mean, I thought I don't know. I think she is pretty trendy in the. You know, in her realm, but yeah, it's shoulder pads. Dang,
I would love to be able to do like PSAs for high schools and go around the high schools and tell every kid like dress as blank as possible, just white shirt, black pants, or blue jeans or something like that. Because when you look back 20 years and you're looking at those pictures, you're going to be the one person that ain't going to be embarrassed.
Yeah, I think. dress the trend.
Exactly. Do it. We've all got pictures. There's a couple of pictures out there of me with, as much as I like in my 20s and throughout the rest of my life, outside of when I have a role or something, I really lean into the naturalness with my hair. It just feels better that way. My scalp feels better. I don't like putting product in my hair or anything like that. But when I was in high school, I was no different than anybody else. I had the hairspray.
What was that crap called? Dippity doo?
Oh,
that gel or whatever?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, though.
You could get it in all different colors, but it was 99 cents.
I thought I was better than my Nada and my mom with their Aquanet. I've got mousse. I'm going to use mousse. It was no different. It was my hair. You could have landed a plane on my hair. There are pictures of me with this like weird high top thing going on. Yeah. But that's a rite of passage. So actually, I think that the PSA should be more so what you're saying. Embrace these looks. Embrace what it is. Who knows?
Go for it. I kind of like it. I'm going to have to go shopping.
It's part of being
some
young.
Shoulder pads.
I do want to keep nice.
Next week when you see me.
Just boom, right there. And then we can actually be able to tell what they're for.
I mean.
What are the, like, I imagine. Now this
can have like a lineup. Yeah. People in shoulder pads and you can determine what it's doing for their appearance.
I want to see. I also think that I seem to remember my mom really liking shoulder pads for phones. Like you could set the phone there.
Yeah,
it was really easy to hold it there.
When it was a cradle phone and you were attached.
Yeah, now it doesn't matter.
These things, it doesn't matter.
No. One thing I thought that was interesting, and I always look for silver linings and things. I can't help it. My brain just does it. I'm not saying this because I'm a consistently positive person. It's more so just the way I rewired my brain years ago, and now I cannot help, whether I want to or not, see the silver linings and things. I appreciate it when I see reporting like that. And shout out to The Independent and some nice reporting here, I think. There are positives and negatives to a lot of things in life, and one of them involving a cashless society and getting away from cash more and using cards more. This might be an unexpected one. And I think these are my favorite silver linings, the ones that we never saw coming. I was talking with Sheriff Becker about this yesterday when we were talking about our new jail. And there are a lot of positives. There are a lot of benefits to our community, to our law enforcement, and to the people in the jail. There's win-win-wins all over the place on this. But one of the things we were talking about is we're just getting into this. That new jail's not even 2 years old yet. 5-10 years from now, who knows what might come up from having this space, this new jail and stuff that we never even saw coming. I think those are cool silver linings in life when that happens. And here is one about our cashless society. Fewer children are swallowing and choking on coins. So there we go. There we go. There's a win right there, everybody. There's actual evidence, scientific evidence.
I mean, it's true, but...
The study looked at hospital data from 2000 to 2022. It's a pretty good chunk of time, 22 years. And they found that since 2012, there has been a huge, significant decline in kids requiring procedures to remove objects from their throats, noses, and airways. Analysts noted that 2012 is when contactless payments really started to gain traction.
You know, it also goes to show you that having people with all different perspectives makes an impact. Like if you asked me to come up with data on why we should be a cashless, you know, mm-hmm. no coins, no paper society, this would not have crossed my mind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like having somebody who thinks about that, but I do agree. I mean, I can see that, right? Like mm-hmm. when's the last time you found any change in your couch?
Yeah.
It's been years.
Yeah. Yeah.
You used to find it when we were kids.
Oh yeah. That's where you went. That's where you went. If you were like a quarter short on something, you went to the furniture.
But always.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't care. I mean, I guess maybe in some houses, the couch cushions came off on a regular basis. Not in ours.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, that was just, there was always money in there. Mm.
The swallowing incidents in the data weren't just coins, but coins were extremely common. One stat says that more than 75% of foreign bodies swallowed by kids under six were coins because, quote, because of their thin, round shape and easy accessibility, and this is what kids do. I mean, they put things in their mouths. Yeah. That's what you love. That's.
I mean, either that or we should just start putting holes in the middle of the coins so they can breathe.
Did we mess this up in the beginning, and should all coins have been edible? Like, from the very beginning. Like, just like...
No.
Yeah, no.
Not edible. I mean,
that'd be encouraging.
It loses value. I'm just saying, like, it should be like a lifesaver with a hole in the middle.
Yeah, like that.
So if it gets lodged, they can still breathe. Until they pass it, and then you dig it out.
How did you go broke? I was hungry. I ate all my money.
I mean...
That's what happened.
You can say
to
that
me.
About fast food.
That definitely would happen to me. I got a little jar of change here, and I'm just picking at it every once in a while. Before I know it's all gone.
Would that be totally weird?
It's just a wild thing to come
out
of this.
But it is. But I mean, I feel like it's legit. You know what I mean? Like, it makes sense.
I also love the idea of like a politician hearing this or seeing this and like trying to take credit for it. I like to see what I did. Like, I don't know how that, but just some way of doing that for some reason. That's an interesting story, though. We will take a timeout. We're going to come back. And when we get back, we're going to get into a couple of other things. We've got, hey, feeling stressed out? We might be able to help you out. And how many of us are actually drinking water? At what time of day and often in the morning I'm looking at? We'll get into that a little bit and plenty more on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. Got to have some 80s bumpers to play us in. We have to.
Talking about shoulder pads.
Yes, I mean, come on.
All the notes wore shoulder pads.
Yes, they did. Yeah, and hairspray and all this. They were actually, like, bands like that, I think, were the precursor to Poison and Motley Crue and, like, all that. The hair metal bands and that movement. I think bands like
Hall & Oates were just a little more subtle, but yeah.
Just setting it all up. They were. You know, Boston, Foreigner, all those bands were just setting up the whole hair band moment. CNN talked to a bunch of experts who think more adults should be sleeping with stuffed animals. This is how we're combating stress now as adults, apparently.
Really?
We tend to think of it as just something for kids, but they say grown-ups can benefit from it for the same reason. Hugging something soft is just comforting. It can help if you tend to lie in bed feeling stressed at night. It can help you sleep, especially if you start associating it with sleep. One expert said it's a lot better than relying on sleeping pills or a glass of wine before bed.
Okay, so I'm thinking about people like you in the dating arena.
Yeah. I like that. I like where you're going with this. It's hilarious.
I mean, do you bring your stuffed animal with you in case you stay?
So I've obviously, you know, been on the other side of this, where you go to a woman's room and she has the, give me a second, and you've got to get all the extra pillows and the extra stuffed animals off the bed. I've been in that situation. I find it hilarious, the idea of the opposite of that. That's funny. That is a good sketch. I'm writing that one down.
I mean, what are you carrying? A penguin?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A stuffed penguin?
Like, it's nothing but stuffed penguins. But maybe a fox or a wolf.
Is it traditional, like, black and white, or is it some, like, deranged color? Like, is it a pink penguin?
I'm a man. You know what we'd do with this? Guys would completely try to man this up. My manly stuffed animals.
Yeah.
I got a 4x4. I got a 4x4 right here. It's a stuffed 4x4.
You have a penguin, but it's, like, 2 feet.
Yeah, definitely. Like, as Terry is noting here and everything, and longtime listeners know, sleep and I don't get along. Me and the Sandman have never gotten along. I'm not great at sleep. And I've actually done sleep studies in college and some of this. I've had experts, you know, work on me. And they kicked me out of the sleep study. They kicked me out of it. So I am not necessarily, I've done also a lot of research on sleeping and a lot of work on this. I use it as a bit. I joke about it, but
probably
it is,
when you should have been sleeping.
No, you're 100% right. It's at 1 in the morning I've done this stuff. I really have worked very hard at trying to get better at this because it's really important, and sleep is definitely important. So if this is going to help you sleep, I don't care what anybody says, do it.
Whatever, it's fine. Whatever strategies, but it is pretty silly.
But it is. Let's be honest about it, though. We can do two things at once. You could chew gum and walk at the same time. You can be honest and say, hey, my stuffed animal helps me sleep, while also admitting you're a grown man or woman with a stuffed animal.
Oh yeah, I'll stay. Let me just go get my stuff. And you don't come in with like your toothbrush. You come in with a stuffed animal.
big teddy bear, like a gigantic teddy bear. But you don't say nothing about it. You don't even mention it. You just walk in there like it's a toothbrush. Like,
or
it's just,
you
every
have
day.
Like 8 stuffed animals, right? And you have to like tuck yourself in around them.
You got
to
set them up a certain way. Oh, I like this. I like this as a bit more than life, but I think that, you know, if it helps you sleep,
whatever.
Hey, more power to you. Now, my one thing about this is that what I'm seeing, and this goes back to like adults taking over Halloween. Are we running out of ideas for adults and we're stealing kids' stuff? Like, we took over Halloween. We're taking over stuffed animals. The next Legos. Actually, my sister and we haven't done this in years, but for a while there, when Jillian would come to town, she would come to town because she was working at Barnes & Noble at the time. She would bring a Lego set that we would put together, like the Sears Tower or something. So we're already playing with Legos as adults.
Well, and now there's Lego flowers.
Yeah,
you know, that's right. And that's like a thing, right?
But really smart marketing on their part, by the way, to lean into that, to follow their, you know, as young, I was a little kid playing with Legos, so why not as an adult? Very smart marketing on their part.
I don't know. To each their own. Exactly. Do what you got to do. Some people sleep with socks on. Some people don't. You know, I mean, like, there's all kinds of quirky things, but at the same time, there's something about this that is hilarious.
No, I feel like you have to be able to do both with this one. You know, to each their own, all the above, and at the same time, being able to be like, okay, you're a grown adult with a stuffed animal. I mean, you know, being honest about it.
So maybe it should be on the dating profile now?
Yes. Please tell me anybody that is leading has that in their dating profile.
Because you could, like, whatever, you know, like, exclude someone or include someone based on if you like that idea.
They got their height, their weight, their how much they make a year, and if they sleep with the stuffed animal.
And if they wear shoulder pads.
Yes. Actually, maybe we created the new dating app where it's just about that. You're just finding other like-minded people that like to sleep with stuffed animals. I mean, you know what? As I'm saying this out loud, I think that there's probably already something like that out there.
Oh, totally.
It's probably already something like that out there. I want to remind everybody that we are looking for all hunts, all Easter egg hunts. If any organization is hosting an Easter egg hunt this spring, please get us that information. We want to be able to broadcast and talk about it on WFHR and WIRI. Give our front desk a call, 715-424-1300. Get in touch with Pam, and she'll get it on the airwaves here. We greatly appreciate everybody doing that. Speaking of, we got our Easter egg hunt happening Saturday, April 12th, over at right over around the block over here at Tri Norris Park. They got a breakfast going on with this. Bring your family out to Tri Norris for breakfast with the Easter Bunny, and let the kids hunt for eggs along the trail at their leisure. Breakfast begins at 9:30. Easter egg hunt is free for all children. I noticed they mentioned children there. Yeah.
I mean, if you bring your stuffed animal you sleep with.
Maybe they'll let you. Just out of pity. The egg hunt will run from 11 to 1, and the kids will be able to find a, quote, rainbow of eggs throughout the park. Like last year, they will have design sections for each age group to find those eggs. That's really smart the way they do that.
Yeah, you know, we started doing this for, like, just a family one that we do because, obviously, the older kids would find more, you know, whatever. So then we actually did a color for each kid. Like, you find all of the orange ones.
That.
You find all the yellow ones. You know, and then if we knew who we were giving what color to, we might hide.
Man, my Nana was really,
you know what I mean, for these Easter egg hunts.
She didn't think of that.
Might
though.
Put That's them a little good. Bit harder, but I like that. But it just out of fairness, or otherwise, my mom's, she'll just have them collect them all, and then once they're all in, then they get divided evenly because, you know. Be fair.
Oh, yeah. When we talk about buying local, supporting local, we're talking about people like our good friends over at Tri-Norris Park. Be sure to support there, especially if you haven't been there in a while. What a great opportunity to head on over there.
Check it out.
Bring the kids. Have fun at the Easter egg hunt. Again, it's going on Saturday, April 12th. Begins at 9:30 with a wonderful breakfast. Go check that out. Buy local, support local, and keep getting us those Easter egg hunts, everybody, so we can talk about you like we did with Tri-Norris here. Terry and I will be back with our Pet of the Week from the Southland County Humane Society right here at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always.